Let me ask you something. What if every emotion you ignored in someone else suddenly became visible to you? Not through dramatic outbursts or long conversations or someone finally breaking down. I'm talking about something you can see. A subtle glow. A shift in the air. A heaviness in the room. An unmistakable sign of what someone was really carrying, even when their words said nothing at all. This is Echoes from the Peak. It begins in the simplest moment. You're talking to someone you've known for a very long time. A coworker, a friend, maybe a family member. And the conversation is routine. It's nothing emotional, dramatic, just everyday life. And you nod. You listen. You go through the motions. And then suddenly, the air between you changes. And it's subtle at first. Almost like a faint shimmer. A thickness to the space. A quiet dimming of the light around them. And you blink, thinking that maybe my eyes are tired. But the feeling stays. It's sadness. It's not expressed. It's not spoken. Not even hinted at. But it's there, hanging in the air like a soft weight. You start watching more closely. And you realize how often you've missed this. Later that day, you overhear someone laughing at work. Loud, big, almost performative laughter. But behind them, the air flickers with a different color. A deep blue, almost like dusk. Not joy, loneliness. You feel it before you even understand it. The next morning, you run into someone you see quite often. They're smiling, talking about plans, nodding enthusiastically. But around their edges, something shakes. A faint vibration in the air. It's anxiety. It's buzzing quietly behind every sentence. And you begin to understand that emotions, the real ones, rarely match the surface. You start noticing patterns everywhere. The person who says, "I'm good," but they carry a muted heaviness around their shoulders. The strong person that you know, the one who never breaks, walking in a red glow of quiet frustration. The perfectionist, who is surrounded by a thin, trembling nervousness, like a string pulled too tight. The cheerful one, who radiates a hopeful brightness that flickers faster than you ever realized. And for the first time in your life, you see people not as they present themselves, but as they truly are. The strange thing isn't what you see. It's what you realize you've missed. You think back to moments when someone seemed a bit off, but you brushed right past it. Moments when someone hesitated, but you didn't ask why. Moments when someone said, "No, really, I'm fine." And you took it to face value because you were tired or busy or distracted by your own world. But now you see the emotional currents flowing around every conversation you enter. You see a coworker who is totally overwhelmed, but hiding it behind competence. You see a friend who's smiling through a kind of grief you never even knew they carried. You see a stranger at the grocery store with a quiet sadness floating just above their breath. You see your partner who's been holding in fear, but not knowing how to say it. You see the child who pretends they're okay because they don't know how to name their confusion. But then the most unexpected moment arrives. You're speaking with someone that you respect deeply. A mentor, a leader, someone everyone else assumes that they have it all together. Their voice is always steady. Their posture is always confident. And yet around them, the air, it trembles. And it's not with sadness, not with stress, not with fear. It's with exhaustion. A kind of exhaustion that has nothing to do with sleep. A kind of exhaustion that comes from carrying people, supporting teams, solving problems, and absorbing pressures that no one else sees. And for the first time, you understand the difference between being strong and being tired. You begin to wonder, how many people in your life have been quietly holding things that they never felt safe enough to share? I mean, the glimpses, they aren't frightening. They're humbling. You see the invisible weight people carry just to get through the day. You see how often people are misunderstood because their emotions run deeper than their expressions. And you see how easy it is to miss the truth of someone's experience when you're only paying attention to their words. But then, something else happens too. You start noticing the emotions you never ignored, the ones you've always been able to feel, even before they were visible. Kindness, it glows softly around people who led with generosity. Hope, it rises like warm air around the ones who still believe in better days. Courage, it flickers brightly around those who keep going despite everything. And love, real love, radiates like morning light, steady and unmistakable. And you realize something profound. people aren't just carrying pain in silence. They're also carrying strength in silence. Hidden resilience. Quiet optimism. A determination no one sees, but everyone benefits from. And for the first time, you see the beauty of what people carry too. I think about that sometimes, how often we walk past each other without seeing the worlds of people and how they're holding it together just beneath the surface. How often we assume someone is fine because they're skilled at pretending. How often we miss the chance just to offer compassion because we misread the silence. But what happens when you start noticing? You become gentler, more present, more aware, more human. You stop assuming that people are okay simply because they say they are. You start realizing how much courage it takes to move through a day when your emotions feel heavier than your body. You start understanding leadership not as authority, but as the ability to notice, to listen, to sense, to support without forcing someone to explain their pain. And somewhere in all of this, you begin to see yourself differently too. Because you also carry emotions that go unseen. You also hide behind strength. You also pretend when you're not ready to speak. And maybe, just maybe, you finally understand how much it means when someone truly sees you. That's today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. If the emotions others carried became visible to you, what kind of person would you become? Would you slow down a little? Would you listen a little deeper? Would you soften your approach just enough to let someone exhale? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.